Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on March 14th, 2015, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
Good evening. It's long been our dream that one day George Romero would introduce a film here. We just never dreamed it would be this particular film. But he's often called The Tales of Hoffman in many, many interviews his favorite film of all time. And he's come all the way from Toronto, not only to introduce it, but to see the new restoration. So it's our great honor and privilege to welcome the writer, director, and producer of such movies as Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and The Crazies, Mr. George Romero. You need a hand?
Thank you. Oh.
Gonna fall down here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I know it seems I seem completely almost out of place here, but I have several stories about Michael Powell and the Tales of Hoffman. Actually, the first movie, my dad was a radio man in the Navy, and he was a gadgeteer, and he brought home a rented television one day, and it was a circular tube. The screen was a circle, and there were all these tubes, you know, no cabinet at all. And the first thing I ever saw on television, in those days, television, you didn't look to see what was playing on what channel. You just looked to see what was playing at all. And my memory is that we would sit and wait, and then something would come on. Test pattern would come on, and then something program would come on behind it. And the first thing that I ever saw on television was a movie called The Thief of Baghdad. And I never knew for years that Michael Powell was one of the directors on The Thief of Baghdad. And when I started to track his filmography, I said, wow, you know. After that, I had an aunt and uncle that took me to see first The Red Shoes. You know, these films came late to the United States. And I think Red Shoes and Hoffman played at the Sutton Place. And I went kicking and screaming to see Hoffman. The Red Shoes, I thought, was okay because it was a story. And then they told me, well, this is just an opera. And I said, And I wanted to see the new Tarzan. Because I think it was Lex Barker's premiere as the new, replacing Weissmuller. Anyway, we went to see Hoffman, and I was completely blown away by it. And it actually is the film that made me think that I could, you know, I thought movies were made by royalty, you know, crowned royalty somewhere. But it made me actually think that I could do it, because the same uncle that brought me to see it had a little 8mm camera, and I used to mess around with it, and I could see some of the things that Powell was doing, reverse photography, you know, shooting action in reverse, overprints, all the scrim work. And, you know, it was like, I could tell when there were like two pictures. I said, that's two pictures. That can't be one. And, you know, if I had seen something like Jurassic Park in those days, I would have just felt completely out of the picture. But I could see what Powell was doing. And some of it was budgetary, and some of it was intentional, was creative choices that he was making. And over the years, I came to realize, wow, this went way further than that. And the only way you could have a movie in your house in those days was to go rent a 16mm print and a projector. And so I was the only kid for a long time that went down there. I'm 14 or whatever, and went to Janus Films and rented out the Tales of Hoffman. Then one day, it had been on Million Dollar Movie on TV, and showing, three times a week, four times on Saturday, and I watched it almost every time that it was on, and one day I went down to rent it, and I found out, it's out. Some kid has it, a kid in Brooklyn. So it blew me away. I went home disappointed. This happened a couple of more times. Then, apparently the same thing was happening to that other kid. The other kid was Marty Scorsese. And we've since chatted about this and remembered those days when we were the only two guys that were taking out the Tales of Hoffman. So I've loved it ever since. I've come to realize how much artistic for those of you that haven't seen it, you're about to be completely blown away, I think. And I haven't seen the restoration. I think there are a couple of sequences that I'm hoping are there. I was saying earlier this evening that I used to have an LP, three LPs, vinyl LPs, of the entire score. And there's one aria, and I'm waiting to see if it's in this restoration. I haven't seen the restoration. Thelma Schumacher recently wrote to me and told me about some of the scenes that are in the restoration. So I can't wait to see it. I believe maybe that that first time that we saw this movie at the Sutton Place, that those sequences were in. So I'll tell you about it later, but we'll see. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The guy was working without much of a budget. And as I said, most of his, all of his decisions were made in the interest of furthering the script and furthering the artistic expression. But you can see where the budget was hurting him. There's a couple of flubs that I don't know if I should say this. There's a couple of flubs. Robert Helpman, who in his own right is an amazing dancer and choreographer, there's a point where he's running around Olympia's sledge. She's on a swing, and he slips, and you can see him slip. And I used to say, if the guy had a little more money, he wouldn't have left that in. And there's a point where Leonid Mosseen just comes out of a spin, and you see the ribbons fall out of his hair. And of course, these are all the things that charmed me, and made me want to make movies. And there's a point which maybe presages some of my work, where the doll Olympia is torn apart by Coppelius. And you can see, arms and legs come off. This does foreshadow some of my. But I could see that in one case, when the head is off, there's an actor there. I don't know if it was Moira Shearer, but there's someone there wearing a black hood. And so you can see. Now, maybe when they restored it, they deepened the black so you don't see it. But it was charming for me to see it. And like at the very end, there's a leg, a dancing leg that's sticking out of a black curtain from behind. And you could see, vaguely see the figure behind it. So I could tell how they did it. And being able to tell how they did it was, again, what made me think that maybe I could do it too. My daughter just gave me last night a paper that she did in college. And it's about Michael Powell. And there's a quote. He says about Hoffman, "There had fallen into my hands the perfect combination of music, story, mime, singing, and dancing. A love story? No, three love stories. Or was it four? I have lost count. I couldn't remember. At last I had, almost within my grasp, the perfect combination of all the theatrical arts." And that's all I have to say. Anyway, thank you so much. Delighted and proud to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.